Okay, so we are on Beis Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Aleph Beis by the two dots on the bottom, the last line. We're calling the Mishnah. Kamatz, so he does Kmitza, the Ala B'yado Tzror, he gets like this bundle of dirt, or Gargar Melech, or like a bunch of salt, right? A bunch of salt gets into the Mincha, or Korat Lavona, or from the Lavona itself, it gets, you know, drawn into the Mincha. Puzzle. We say that the kmitza is puzzle because now the komitz is missing something, and the komitz that is missing is puzzle. So Gemara just wants to know why I listed all three examples. Or it says, Kol Hani Lamali, why do I need all the examples in the mitzvah, in the Mishnah, which are the Tzror, the Gagar Melech, and the Kor Lavona? Why can't you just write one? What says Tzricha? No, I need all three examples. The Itan Tzror had just mentioned the Tzror, right, which is like the dirt, or the stone, the tzror, that's possible. We would say mishum de la bas hakravihi. The reason why that passes a kmitza, because that's not something that goes on the mizbeach. It's not bas hakrava. Aval melach, but salt, the bas hakrava, because the pasuk says on vehicle, kol korban minchaschon b'melach timlach, you put salt on every korban, on every mincha, emotit kasher. Maybe you say that, since that's going on the mizbeach, can go into something that goes on the mizbeach anyway, that wouldn't passel the kmitza. The Itan of Melech, and they just written Melech, we would say maybe the low Ikra Bahadeh Mincha Mekara. That's because that doesn't necessarily go in the same Kli as the Mincha. Right? It's Shalom Ikba Bahadeh Mincha Mekara. It's not made as Hekesh in the same Kli as the Mincha. It doesn't sit together. However, skip the parentheses, Aval Levona, but when it comes to Levona, the Ikba Bahadeh Mincha Mekara, that the Levona is put together with the Mincha, you would say that maybe, since it's put together with the Mincha, it becomes part of the Mincha, and if you do Kemitza and it comes up in the Kemitza, it would be Kasher. Any would hit Kasher, Kamash Mu'an, no, that even the Levona is not Kasher. Okay, everyone asks, so just write Levona. What do you need the other two for? Right. Lozu Avzukatani, then not only this, even this, you know, that's just the style of the Gemara and the Mishnah, right, sometimes. So the Mishnah then says, Mipnei, She'amru,
he says that Melech is like if the Mincha.
Right, it's not put in the same pleat at the outset.
That's a different kalim.
Yeah, it's not put in the same pleat.
Okay.
Right. Mipnei she'amru komeitz hachaser or yeser pasel. The reason why, if you had these three things come into the mincha, is because the komeitz that is missing anything, or a komeitz that has extra in it, is too much, it's pasel. Gemara asks, my irya, why is the Mishnah giving me these new reasons? Because komeitz chaser, or komeitz is too extra. Mishum, why might you mishum chaser v'yeser? Typically mishum chatzitza. You should say that's possible because there is a chatzitza. If you look at Rashi, it's the first Rashi of the short lines, but it's a couple of lines down. Might you mishum komitz chaser? Typically the tzor possible mishum chatzitza. Right, that's what he says. Mishum chatzitza. The chotzitz ben yodol lekemach, because his hand, I guess, has to touch the whole thing, and the tzor is there. The chatzitza poselas bekachim in the forest besvachim. Inami, chotzitz ben kemach lekemach. Or if you have the tzror in the middle, so it's separated between the two sides, the two pieces of the flower. Kagom ve'emtzar komitz, v'cholik ha'komitz, v'nirah k'shnei chotzei kamatzim. It looks like now two separate kamatzim. So we're answering simply, Amar Yirmiya, minatzad. This isn't a chazitza so much, because it's on the side. It was all the way on the side, so it was his whole hand is touching the whole komitz, or it's all on the side, and therefore it's not separating the komitz to two different parts. That's why I need the limud, for the Mishnah to tell me that it becomes puzzle because it made the komitz chaser. Hamalei Abayi LaRava. Right, we're talking about this kmitza. Kesa Komsen. How do you do kmitza? What's the process? Hamalei Kidim Ekatzi Inshi. It's like people do. Right, what does that mean? Kidim Ekatzi Inshi. Rashi says, Mashma b'chol etzbos. So you take a fistful, according to this. Rashi says, wait a second, Esvei, Abayi as Rava. Abayi is bringing, he brings this brisa. Where is it? It's Exubus? I think it's Exubus. So it gives a list of the fingers to tell you what the fingers are used for. So it says, Esve Zo Hazeres. I think it's the pinky. That's the Zeres, which is, right, Rashi says, Zo Hazeres. Etzba Katana, Mimena Matchil Hazeres. Benafkamina Lemidas Choshen Zeres Arka. Just to measure with the pinky, the shear of the choshen, the breastplate, I guess. Zo, the next one, which I guess is the ring finger, Zo, kmitza, That's the kmitza. Rashi says, "Zo kmitza mimena matchila komets meotzo haetzba she'el akatana." From it, you start the kmitza. That was the, so. Therefore, it's not all five fingers because already knocking out the pinky.
Three.
Right, it's three really. Right, zo kmitza. Then the next, the middle finger, zo ama. That's the ama because from it, you from the tip of it to your elbow is what how you measure an ama. Right, zo ama, zo etzba, and you have the pointer, which is the etzba. That's what the Kohen dips his finger in to sprinkle. And zo gudal, and then there's the thumb. Right, that's the thumb. That's the bohan. That's the thumb where you put the where you put for the mitzora, the asher mitzora, and the shema goes on it. But you see from the brisa, they don't do kmitza from all the fingers. It seems to hear that you only start doing the kmitza from the fourth, from the second finger on.
Right.
Not all four. So the Gemara says no. Elo lahashvos. What you use the outer fingers for is to smooth it off. You pull, you take from the three fingers in the middle, and you pull, and you smooth it off. Right, Rashi says, Lashvos. The im yotze kemach lemata min hakometz. If kemach is coming out from the side of the ring finger, from the side of the kometz, min hakometz mochko mashveu be'etzba k'nana. So you wipe it off with the pinky. The shaloya mavuratz. He says the chemil mala begodol, and so too do on the other side with the thumb. So they wipe it off.
From the other hand, presumably.
No.
How do you do that?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult.
Okay.
How do you do malika?
Sorry.
How do you do malika? Okay. Hold the bird.
Oh, years of practice.
So, okay, there's your answer. All right, the torah.
It's
not so hard, easy to do it with your thumbs and your pinky. Elalashos, you have to fine. Right, so then you get the parentheses here, which are taken away, but I think it helps. It says, Kolomar komitz melo ayad. You do komitz with the middle part of the hand. Kedei shelo yechzar. So chasar, so it's not missing anything. V'yachakach mocha ve'etzpak tana lamata. And then you wipe it off, the sides, with the small fingers on the side. So heichi yavid. So the Gemara says, well, how do you do it? You gave us where you're doing the finger. How do you get your hand into the flower? What do you do? Heichi yavid. Amar rav zutzer bar tuvia amarav. Chofe shalosh etzbosav, you put out your three fingers, right? Ach megia al pasiado, until they get to the palm of your hand, the komets. That's how you do it down, all the way down to the fingers down to the palm. The tainami hachi, the brisa that supports this as well. The pasuk says, the komets misham milo kumso. You take the full handful. Yochol mivurats. You would think it would be okay, even if it's mivurats, even if it's coming out from the sides. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says another pasuk, the hemi menu bikumso. Only what's in the komets, and what's in that part is kosher. E bikumso, if it just said bikumso, yochal berashay etzbosav, you think maybe just on the top like this. No, don't bend it out to the palm, but just a little bit. Right, berashay etzbosav. Talmud Lomar melo kumso. That's what it says, a full of the handful. Haketzad, how do you do that? You have to bend the fingers all the way down to the palm. That's easy, very easy when it comes to the solus. What makes it even harder, the machvasu marcheshes, the machvas case and the marcheshes case of where they're already, where you're doing the kmitza of something that's already baked. Right? They're already baked and they're already made. Remember, made it sort of into crackers so that they're ground down. But that's even harder. How do you do that? So, mochet begudalo mumalo be'etzwa katana mumata. You do the kmitza, it's hard to get it all the way in, and then because you can have pieces. So the pieces, then you shave off at the side with the fingers. And the Gemara says exactly what he said. Zohi avoda kasha shev mikdash. This is the most difficult avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. It's very hard. Rashi says the first word line. Shebekoshi gadol hu mashve shlo yechel chaser v'lo yoser. Now it's hard to do. You have to, when you have to, shave off the sides, you have to do it in such a way that you get it exact. You can't have any extra sticking out, but you can't shave off a piece that pulls off from the inside as well. It's got to be exact. The Gemara says that's the hardest one. Visulo, there's no other really difficult avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'ika malika. There's malika, which the Gemara said elsewhere. Right, the Gemara says that malika is also one of the most difficult in the avodas. You have to hold the wings down with the same finger and then cap with your thumbnail, go through the back of the neck of the bird, very hard. Right, va'ika chafina. There's also the case of chafina, which one of the avodas in the one of the avodas during the during Yom Kippur. Right. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen, we mocked the Ketores, right? And he would put it on the coals. It was very hard for him to do it. He had to pour something, he used to do it with his mouth maybe. He would be holding stuff and pour stuff with his mouth. some very difficult way of doing the avodah. So Moshe says, you're right, ein lechanami. Ella he, meaning kmitza, he achas me avodah kosher b'mikdash. It's not the most difficult one. It is one of the most difficult avodos that takes place in the Mesa Mikdash. Amara papa, pshitali, pasha to me, when the pasuk says, the kamas misham milo kamso, means kidimikamsi inshi. The way that people do it, Rashi says, Muslim Kavshi, third wide line, Machnis Side Esbo Elsov, Vidokar Pekemach, Vakemach Nimtsa Nicholas Pokyodo. See, I don't know how he puts it in sideways, almost like a karate chop. You put your hand in sideways, and then the flower comes in, and then you close around the flowers. That's the way it's supposed to do, I guess, like Achila. Kamatz Birosh Etzba Osov Mai. What if he does it? That if he takes his open, I think he takes his open palm into the flower and then bends, not sideways, but goes rosh esposov. Minhat stadim. What if he does a minhat stadim, which I think means he puts the back of his hand into the flower and he moves his hand like this, I guess, until the flower comes into it. Or was that, is that good? What about if he does mimata ulamala? I'm not sure what that is. What? That's Mimata. No, I think Mimata Lamala, because he puts the back of his hand in also. I'm not sure the difference is Minhat Stadim and Mimata Lamala. Rashi says Minhat Stadim, Biroshetzbos, Minhat Stadim is Shanatim Gav Yado al Kemach, Beholich Yado Acha Nichlas al Kemach, Der Sidol is Soch Yado. So he puts his hand like this and then goes like this back and forth, so the flower comes in from the side. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. That's Minhat Stadim. Mimata Lamala is when he chnis etzbosa bekemach v'gavayad bekemach v'gavayad kineged komets v'komets. That's, I think, maybe instead of, you know, going like shaking his hand down, he just puts his hand all the way down. What's he doing with those cases? Gemara says teiku, whether or not that is kosher or not. That's the way we already to do it is from the. I always say you do it this way. It seems to be that you do it like this, and then you do kometsa from the side.
That makes sense, but doing this doesn't make sense. You're not going to get them.
Right, until it's totally full, and then you bend, you close your finger.
I don't know if you did.
I don't see why not. If you put your hand down like this,
flat,
and you keep shaking it until your hand goes all the way down,
then the bone is falling off.
Where's it falling to? It's falling back. It's falling
into
back.
The pot.
So you keep doing it. Nothing came out of the pot yet until you get your full. You get your full fist full or palm full, and you pull it up.
Okay.
Now, right. So the Marcus Teiku. So Amara Papa Pshita Li. Oh, we just did that. No, Amara Papa. Pshitali, right? So it says, this is what it says in the Ketoros of Yom Kippur, you have to take Ketoros. It says Melo Chofnav, which means two fistfuls. So Pshitali Melo Chofnav Kede Chofni Inchi. The way normal people do it, was if you take, I think you take both hands like this into the thing, and you pull it out, both hands in. But by Rapapa, Chofan Birosh Etzba Osav. I guess you went in this way. You put your fingertips in and pulled it out. Mahu. Minat Stadim Mahu. Or Chofan Bizo. If he did one like this and one like this and put them together, he's supposed to have two fistfuls. Is that kosher? Marset leaves it again as a teiku. All right. Bayi Rapapa. So Rapapa said as follows, or he asked as follows, here's something. Dabke lekomets bedafne demana mai. After you take out the komets, you're supposed to put it into a kli in order to mekadesh the komets. So what this guy did is he took the komets, and remember the komets has oil in it, things like that, so it's sticky. So he takes the komets and he sticks it to the side of the kli, inside of that which he's using to be mekadesh it. And Rashi says, Davke lekomets bishas kidusha lekli bidafne demona, on the inside. My, what's the din? What's the suffix? Do we need tok kli ba'inon? Do we need to be inside the kli, eva'ika, and it's inside the kli? O dilma, Hanacha besocha be'inan v'leka, or you need to place it inside the kli like you normally place things inside the kli, which is usually put it at the base, right? We put it in that, so v'leka, and that's not there. Teiku, we're going to teiku. Then bayimar baravashi. What if you did it? I'm not exactly what the case is here. Hafei lemana. So you flipped over the kli. I guess you're doing it on the outside. V'dabke lekomets barisa demana. Rashi says kigon shahayi lekli base kibul me'achorov. I envision like the Stanley Cup. You know, the Stanley Cup has, stand it one way, it has an inside, and you have to stand it the other way, the base kibble, the base also has a little bit of a, you know, of a base kibble inside. You know, one of those standing Kiddush cups. You have your regular thing, your regular Kiddush, you turn it upside down, the kibble has like this little place where you can put, you can, you know, one with the stem, you know, the back of the stem has a base kibble. So what if you put it in there, in the back, inside there, into that base kibul? So my, is that good? Hanacha besocha ba'inan. Do we need to place something inside the kli? This is technically inside the kli. It's on the other side, but it's inside the kli. Va'ika. Odilma ki tikuno ba'inan. Well, you have to place it in the kli, in the part of the kli, which is earmarked, basically, to be used as the base kibul, which is the main part. Odilma b'tikuno ba'inan v'leka. And this is not the way you typically would put it. You wouldn't even pour the wine in here. You wouldn't put anything in there. Therefore, the bar leaves that as a take, still leaves it as a question that's not answered. Okay. Next Mishnah. So the prior Mishnah told us that a kometz that's missing, right? That it was mission, right? That's missing, and also kometz has extra third puzzle. So now the Mishnah goes back and says ketzatu oseh, like how does he do the kometz, which is what we just saw before in the Gemara and the Braisa. He says poshet es basav al pasiado. You close your fingers all the way to the palm. That's how you get to kometz. Riba shimna. If there was extra oil, okay, because you're mixing the mincha is with oil and lavona, right? Lavona is frankincense, oil is oil. So riba shimna, if you put too much shemen, I guess, into the karban, chisa shimna, you didn't put enough shemen into the flour, chisa lavona, so, or if you didn't put in enough lavona, it's psula, right? Minachos are, they require a low shemen, and a komitz of lavona. So if you have more than a log or less than a log, or you don't have enough of a lavona, it's pasal. So the Gemara says, heichi
da... I don't even say komitz is a measure. It's some people have bigger palms, and some people have smaller palms.
So that's how it, whoever's using.
The measure is the...
Right, usually you do it by the standard person. Usually measurements are made by the standard person. And I'm also. Some people have longer arms, some people have shorter arms. You do it by the standard person, or the person who's doing the korban, it's determined by him, how he does it. Right, so hechi dami riba shimna. How does it come to that you have extra shemen? Amar Rabbi Lazar kegon shehifrish la shnei lugin. Really, it's supposed to be a log, and you put in it shnei lugin, which means it seems to sound that anything from one to two would be okay. All right, so shnei lugin, and then you mix them together because that now looks like two menachos. I think that's Rashi says shehifrish la. Rashi says the shei minchazo beis lugin. The iru ima, and you mixed it with the mincha, the nearest k'shtei halechem. Ah, it looks like the shtei halechem. Okay. Ava belogu mechsa, that's what Rash says, we just said now, a log and a half, k'sacha daiklet lo mitzvah. Based on this, it sounds like it would be possible. Only extra shem means starting with two logim. Okay, not sure why. Okay, the Gemara says, the logma, why did you establish the case of where you took an extra log of kodesh shemen into the mincha. Loka kigon da ariv ba shemen dechulin v'shemen dechavrta. Just say you took extra shemen and put it in there. Shemen, not necessarily shemen of another mincha, just extra shemen that's chulin, or just you took a little bit of shemen from a different mincha. Right? Rashi says v'lokma kigon da ariv ba purta shemen dechol, a small amount of non-consecrated shemen. Or shemen dechavrta. Why are you saying that you took a full another log of into the karban? So the chitema, and you maybe you'll say shemen dechulin, b'shemen dechever to lo pasol. Maybe non-consecrated shemen or small amount of shemen from another karban would make it pasol. Skip the parentheses. That can't be because minchas chote. And when it comes to the minchas chote, the sinner's karban mincha, the olor v'yorin, where you don't put shemen in at all, right? Nevertheless, the pasol b'shema. If you put shemen in, it would be pasol. Heichem mishkachaslei. How would it be pasol? If you're pouring extra shemen for it, you never put shemen for it, right? Halesle, it doesn't have shemen. So you can't say that this shemen belongs to Minchas Chote. Must be it's shemen coming from elsewhere, right? Edidah, halesle. Edichulin v'chaverta, if it's talking about the chulin and the chaverta, and you just said, talking about shemen from chulin or shemen from a different mincha, and you're just telling me now that chulin shemen and shemen from another mincha wouldn't passel, so how amart lo pasol? So then I read the first. Igda amart first. So that's the case. How would you get extra shemen to pasol a minchas chote? We have three choices of extra shemen. You earmarked extra shemen for the korban. You took non-kadosh shemen, or you took shemen from another mincha. The havamin right now you're telling me is that the reason why you gave the example of taking extra shemen for the korban itself is because shemen and chulin or shemen and chavrta wouldn't pasol. If that's the case, how do you get a case of shemen pasling a minchas chote? There is no shemen for it. The only possibility of getting extra shemen in there is shemen mechulin, a shemen cheverta, must mean that it apostles. So if that's the case, back to our question, why is it that you mention the case of extra shemen in our Mishnah as being shem, you earmarked extra shemen for this korban? Just say it's a small amount of chulin shemen or a small amount of the shemen from another mincha. So Lazar says, Einachan Ami, Lomi Bai Kamar. Obviously this is possible. Not only this, but this. Lomi Bai Kamar. Lomi Bai the chulin the chaverta the pasil. Of course, if I take shemen of chulin or shemen from a different mincha, that's going to pasil my mincha. Aval hifrish lo shnei lugin. But if I separated too much shnei lugin for this korban, hol v'haychazilei, each lug is, on its own is roy to go, right? So maybe aim a low lifsol. Maybe I would take to say that wouldn't pass the mincha. Kamash malan, the Mishnah comes to teach us that not only extra shemen of chulin or extra shemen from another korban is possible, but even if I get to the point where I take an extra log of shemen for this mincha, so now the mincha looks like two minachos, that would pass it as well. Umino le Rabbi Lazar ha, and how does Rabbi Lazar know that that's the case? That even if you take shemen for this korban, and I say it's for this korban, that becomes possible. Amarava mas nisa kashise. He got it from the Mishnah. There was a strange lashon in the Mishnah. My iri the tani riba shamna listne riba shemen. The Mishnah says this example is riba shamna, which means it had extra shemen for it. But it doesn't say Reba or Shemin, there was extra Shemin put in there. Bezafka Reba Shemna, it's extra Shemin. Elok HaKamash Milan, the Afal Gav, the Hefrish Lo, Shnei Lugin, that even if you made extra Shemin for it, it becomes possible. But again, it seems to indicate that only if you get to the extra Shemin for it, if it's Shnei Lugin, because at that point in time, it's enough for two different Menachos. It seems to be that in between one and two, it would still somehow be kosher. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Choser Levonosa. If you didn't have enough Levona, you'd have the comet's fistful of the palm full of Levona and Pasol. So Tana Ravana. Okay. Levona, Chosra, it's missing, right? Va'amda al Korot Achat. And there's one, I think a Korot's a pinch. I don't know how he translates a Korot. He translates what?
One grain.
Okay. Shechosra va'amda al Korot Achat. And there's one piece of Levona left. That's Psula. Al shnei kratim kshera, but if there's two grains left, it's still kosher. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, al korot achas kshera. Even if you have one full grain left, it's still kosher. Pachos mikam psula. But if it's less than that, that's what makes it possible. So again, this is the Lavona. You take a fistful of the Lavona and you put it on the mincha. What happens if it got mixed? It got missing in the meantime. Matanya, but don't we have a brisa that says shita mikvetz and rash take out Rabbi Shimon? Says komets ulavona, a komets or ulavona shechaser kolshe l'pasle. Even if a small minuscule amount is missing, it makes a pasle if it's missing from the ulavona. Here we had these two shitos that said one korot is enough, and one says that okay, you need two korot, and one says one korot. It's a lot less than you're having a lot less ulavona than the case of this brisa, which says that even a small minuscule amount is missing. So the Gemara says no. Tani, fix the brisa to say Koret Levona Shechaser Kol Shel Pasul. If you have a grain of Levona that's missing Kol Shel, that's what makes a Pasul. And then that would align with Rabbi Shimon that we brought down the first Brisa. So now, we're always going to give other answers because there's different ways that a Levona can go on the Mizbeach. Levona appears in three circumstances. You can make a neder to bring Levona. There's Levona that goes in the Korim Mincha. And there's a Shneid's Bezichi Levona. They're taken off on the spoonfuls of Levona that are there by the Lechem upon him and come off every Shabbos. Those are the three ways that Levona gets in Mizbeach. So Gemara's going to answer, the difference between our Brisa, the first Brisa that said that even if you have just a Korate or two Korates left, it's the Levona, it's okay. And the other Brisa that says, if you're missing a little bit, it's no good. Well, to make this difference between different types of Levona that are being brought in Mizbeach. So Gemara says, Ibai Seim Akan, the first Brisa, which says that you can even lose a lot of Levona, that's Levona Abayim of Mincha. That's talking about the Levona that comes into Mincha. So that halach would be that if it was missing up to a little bit about, it's still kosher. But Khan, the second Brisa, is Levona Abayim of Atzma. That's where a person makes a neder and says, Harei Alay Levona. So then you got to bring what the Levon is. Harei allowed to bring a carbon, they bring half an animal. Harei Levon, I got to bring the full amount. What's the full amount? There's a Kohen. That's why if it's missing anything, it would be no good. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Machlokas bar Davar. He's going to bring that. There's a three-way Machlokas when it comes to a missing Levona, right? Rav Meir Savar, Rav Meir Savar, Kometz Batchila, Bekometz Batsof. That you have to have a Kometz of Levona in the beginning, when you take the Kometz of the mixture out, the Kometz Batsof, and that same amount of Levona has to be in, I guess, in the Kli, can't go missing. Nothing can go missing, right? Can't be anything missing from Levona. Rabbi Yehuda said, Savar Kometz Batchila, when you start, when you do the Kometza, there has to be Kometza Levona in the pot to begin with. Vishnei Kratim Basof. But if the Levona goes missing up to two Kratim, that's okay. Rav Shimon Savar Kometz Batchila, that's to be a Kometz when you do the Kometza of the Mincha to begin with. And by the time you do the Hakrava, there needs to be left in the pan, Korid Achas Basof. That's one small amount. So Rav Meir is very machmir. He says if any of the Kometz is missing, it's gone. Vishloshton Mikra Achas Darshu. And all three of them learn it out from one pasuk. Okay, the pasuk says, "The heirim imenu bikumso misolas hamincha mishamna the eskol halavona asher al hamincha hiktir." Right, Rav Meir Savar ad isel levona de ikva b'hadim mincha mikara. You learn from this pasuk that it's not kosher until at the time of the iktara, all the levona was still there, because it says kol halavona. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kol means afilu korit, had korit. Kol levona means that, because kol means, I guess, kol shehu. Right? That's kol shehu. And then, so that's one korit. And S, the word S, is l'rabos korit acher. It adds another korit. Therefore, I need two kratim of ktoris. Rabbi Shimon's, v'shimon es lo darish. Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn S. So he just says kol means kol shehu. He doesn't have the S, and therefore, as long as you have a kol shehu of the korit of the levona left in the mixture, that's okay. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlokes b'levona habay imen amincha. This is only talking about the levona that comes along with the korit mincha. You make a korit mincha, you have to put the levona in it. Aba b'levona above the atzma. But if someone makes a neder and a davar to bring levona by itself. Divrei Hakol Kometz Batchila Kol Basof, and everyone agrees Kometz have to have the full amount, like we saw before. Ulahachi Itzterich, and that's why the pasuk says Veskol Avona Asher Al Mincha Tibahadei Mincha In Bifnei Atzmalo. That's why that pasuk is talking about the Lavona that comes with the Mincha. That's what the pasuk is talking about. It says, right? It says Veskol Halavona Asher Al Hamincha Hitir. So the whole Machlokes is Kol Halavona is only the Lavona goes with the Mincha, but Lavona comes on its own, doesn't have this. This halacha you have to have it complete. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlokes b'levona habayim emincha. He says even more. The machlok is only the levona that comes with the korban mincha. Avav levona haba'a b'vazichin, but the levona that comes the lecha upon him, with the two spoonfuls that come off of the lechem upon him, divrei akol shnei kamatzim b'tchila u'shnei kamatzim b'sof. You need both kamatzim, two, you know, double, you know, two, I guess, two spoons.
So it's one in each.
There's one in each, so you can't be missing in either one. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Well, that's Pasha. Why would you have to say that? Right? The Levona that comes with the Lechem upon him, there's no Pasha that says Kol there, so no one would have the Limud to say that it can be missing anything. There's no Makor to say it can be less than its Shear, and its Shear is Shnei Kamatzim, because you have a Kometz in each of the spoons. So Mana, the Gemara says, Malu Tema, you might have thought, Kevin da Habahadi Lechem Asya, we've seen this before, that they seem to equate the lechem upon him to the mincha, and the bezichei levona to the kemitza. So you would think that it's similar to a kemitza coming on the mincha. And there we said, that's where you have the machlokas. Kamash malan, that it's not. Right? I think that's how it reads. And Rashi says, Rashi, I don't know. He says, Rashi says it's swords, I don't know. You gotta find it. It's in the top third of the Rashi's. It says, Pshita, Talokas of Bekol, the Lishma Kol Shu, says, Kasher al Hamincha Danya, Vale Menami, the Haikol Avona, Sher al Hamincha, Kainami al Avona, the Bezichin, the leaders Bakol to. Again, the idea also that it says that the Levona comes off of the Lechem upon him, so you may want to equate that to the Komitz and the Mincha, like it's Kamashma or not. And the Gemara says that this is Pligi Bo Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. There's a Machlokas in Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Amar Machlokas V'Levona Boim Mincha Avavona Boim Atzma Livrekol Komitz B'Chil Komitz Sof. That's what we said. The Machlokas about whether a Kamitza is missing only applies, whether a part of the Levona is missing only applies to the Levona that's coming to Korban Mincha, but does not apply to the Komitz that's bring and brought by itself. V'Chad Amar No Machlokas Mezu Kach Machlokas Mezu. The Machlokas applies to both, opposite to what we've been learning until now. They will hold that the Machlokas applies to both. I guess I don't know what they do with the words Asher Ola Mincha, but they do something with it. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, we'll get to the Mishnah. No, we'll stop. The next Mishnah goes all the way down, like two-thirds of the way down on Amud Aleph. So we'll save that for tomorrow. Okay, so the Mishnah then, our Mishnah concluded, which said, Chiser Levonasa Psula. If it was missing the Levona, it's Pasul. Which Mashma, but if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah had said, if it was extra Shemen or missing Shemen, it's Pasul. But if you're missing Levona, it's Pasul. Doesn't mention if you have extra Levona. Like Mara says, the Diyuk is, Ha Yeser Ksheira. The diuk from our Mishnah is, if you have extra Levona, more than the fistful amount put in the pan, then it would be kosher. Batanya, but we have a brisa that says, Yeser, Psula. If you have extra Levona, it's Pasul. So Amar Rabbi Chama, our brisa is talking, the brisa is talking about, Kegon Dehifrish La Shnei Kimatzin. The brisa where it says it's Pasul, that's when you have up to two fistfuls of palmfuls of Levona. Since you put way too much, it's Pasul. But from our Mishnah that it's Reba Kshera, that's when you added less than a full size. But I guess it doesn't look like two karbanos. V'amar Rami Bar Chama, Hifrish La Shnei Kimatzim. Let's say I separated two Kimatzim Levona for this Mincha, which is too much, and it'll make it Pasul. V'avad Echa Mehem Kodim Kmitza. And I lost one of them, I guess, before I actually did the kmitza of the karban. Lo hukbu'u. The two kamatzim did not become part of the mincha. There's only one kometz of levona, which is part of the mincha now, and therefore it's kosher. Aval, however, there's no aval, I just said aval. But achar kmitza, meaning at the time of the kmitza of the karban, there were these two, palmfuls of levona, hukbu'u. Then they were established as part of the pan of the mincha. And therefore, even if it got lost later, it doesn't make a difference. Because at the time of the Kemitza, it was there, and therefore became Pasul. V'amar Rami Bar Chama. Hifrish arba kematzim l'shnei bezichim. He's supposed to have two kematzim levona for the shnei bezichim levona. The guy separated four. Right? He doubled it. V'avnu shnayim mehem. It's the same halacha. And he lost two of them. Kodem silik bezichim. Before you took the bezichim off, lo hukvu. The extra kematzim did not become part of it, and therefore it's kosher. But if you had it after you took off the bezichim levona, other two were lost. It's hukvu, then it's pasul. The Gemara says hatulamli. Why do we need a second case? It's the exact same case. Right? The Gemara says haynohach. The Gemara says no. Mao the tema kevon devarir komitz dida. You might have thought to make a distinction between kmitza and silik bezichim, because kevon devarir komitz dida. Because since the komitz and the levona of the lechem upon him, right, the komitz of levona lechem upon him is complete, it's distinguished and separated, right? It's not mixed with the lechem upon him, as opposed to the komitz of the mincha, which is in the whole mixture. So since this is separated, so kevan shegiyas mana leparka commanded prikadami. So once the time comes to take it off, it's as if it's separated to begin with, and it's as if that extra levona is not there. Kamashma know that these komitzim are not based upon when the time they're supposed to be taken off. They're based when you actually, I'm not 100% clear, when they actually take it off, and when you actually take it off, they're there, they seem to apostle it. Right, Rashi says, lo hukva ukshera, de lo karina be prat with shechasra, filo rav meir, the apostle, right? He says, hukvu, vabe chisle vonosa b'shas haktara, upostle rav meir. I'm not exactly sure. It seems to be that you have these, where did you put them? I guess you put them in the spoons, so therefore the havamin would be since they're already separate, they're as if viewed as separate, kamash malan, that they're not. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I follow.
The spoons are full. Full.
That's what I'm asking, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. What are you doing with the stuff that's in the spoons now? Throw it away?
Mao the tema, that is a chilek from the kemitza and the bezil position. Came in the bar at komus today. Since the komus of the lavon, the lechem upon him, stand separate, right? It's separate. Right, it's the day kevan shegiyas man leporka. So when it comes time to take the bezichin away, command the prikadami. There is if they're. The other way around, maybe. He says kevan shegiyas man leporka, command the prikadami. Kamash malan. So therefore, you would have thought, maybe you say that you would have thought that you have these extra komates. So long as the extra komates is there, they're already separate to begin with.
Right.
So as long as the time comes, and they're there when the time comes, it should make it puzzle. Kamash Malan, no, it's not the time that makes it puzzle. Only if the extra Levon is there when I remove the Bazichin from the Shulchan. That's what makes it puzzle. So I have these four, that's what it is. I have these four Bazichin Levona. And then Bryce has said, what determines whether or not the extra Bazichin Levona are there, and therefore considered to make it puzzle? Only if they're there at the time you remove the spoons.
Right.
But if they go away, if they're taken away before you remove the spoons,
right,
then it's the mincha still kosher. Because you would have thought, since they're already separate from the mincha to begin with, so once the time comes to remove them, it's as if they're there, and therefore make it possible. Kamash Malan, it's not based on what the time comes, 12:01. It's based on the actual physically removing of the spoons. Only if they're there do you actually physically remove the spoons does it make the position of one apostle. But if they were removed before, if they were taken off before you took the spoons off, even though they were there at the time when it became the mitzvah to take the spoons off, then they would still be kosher.
What do you mean they were taken off before they were taken off?
You removed the actual avona from the spoons before you lifted the spoons. Okay. Stop here at the Mishnah.
Okay.